www.harunyahya.com. There is no claim to racial superiority in the Turkish Islamic Union. According to the Quran, it is a religious obligation for Muslims to be united. Foundation of the Turkish Islamic Union will bring great strength and power on Muslims, and also bestow well-being on Christians, Jews, Armenians, Russians, Americans, and in short, all communities. However, this union would not, by no means, be based on racial superiority. The fact that the Turkish nation will assume the leadership of this union does not stem from any racial or genetic superiority. It may, and is solely due to its moral superiority, desire to serve, wish to undergo hardships, and conception of justice. It must not be forgotten that the Turkish nation discharged that great duty in the finest manner over hundreds of years in Ottoman days. Historic and existing political conditions make the Turkish nation the natural leader of the Turkish Islamic Union. Beyond these historical truths, however, our Prophet, peace be upon him, has also revealed that the Turkish nation will assume major responsibilities in the end times. Mr. Adnan Oktar's interview by Timothy Furnish, December 14, 2008. Mr. Adnan Oktar speaking. In the Union, I am talking about love, peace, brotherhood, rational thinking, and attaching importance to art and beauty predominate. Attaching importance to well-being, peace, human freedom, and democracy predominate. A deep love and respect for and dialogue with Christians and Jews predominate. In my way of thinking, for example, Armenians are also in Turkish Islamic Union. There is therefore no claim of any racial, bloodline, or genetic superiority. There is love and affection. There is therefore no harshness, nothing to make people uneasy or unhappy. It is a system that strives for human happiness and joy. Mr. Adnan Oktar's interview on Tempo TV, September 24, 2008. Mr. Adnan Oktar speaking. Most importantly, the Caucasian Alliance project was brought back to life. In fact, that is not the end of it. Secret or open activities around uniting with Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, and the Turkic states are going on intensively. However, the thing to be noted here is that the Turkish Islamic Union is not one intended to oppress Christians. It is also for the Christians, so that they can be more at ease, be protected against terror, and live in abundance and plenty. It is also for the Jews to live in peace and prosperity. That is because there is no claim for racial superiority here, no claim that the Turkish race is the best in the world. We are saying that the Turks have fear of Allah. They are fine and loyal people who fear Allah. They are virtuous, hospitable, and altruistic. Come and make this nation the leader. Let them become the leader. Let us found the Turkish Islamic Union. Russia will also be better off, and China and America. Let us even include Israel and Armenia in this union. Let us all live in peace as brothers. That is the issue. It is not to annihilate them, it is a policy of making them stronger and fitter. That needs to be properly emphasized. When it was described before, people thought the Turkish Islamic Union was a dictatorship based on racial superiority, like those of Hitler or Mussolini, may Allah forbid. Reporter speaking, there was such an impression, yes? Mr. Adnan Oktar speaking, Allah would, in any case, suffocate such an approach. He did suffocate and crush it before. Allah suffocated it and crushed it. Allah destroyed Hitler, Mussolini, Franco, and all of them. Allah will never allow such an inauspicious system to rule. Oppression will never be permanent. Only true, honest, and sincere ideas will prevail. The whole issue is to sincerely tell people that the Turkish Islamic Union is an exceedingly sincere and honest belief based on affection and compassion, a system that includes and protects the people of the book. Once that is done, the matter will be completed, inshallah. Mr. Adnan Akhtar's interview on Manset Haber, March 5th, 2009. Mr. Adnan Akhtar speaking. Now, we do go to a professor when we are all ill, don't we? An expert in the field. The Turkish world is the professor in this field of corruption and strife. I mean, Turks are the experts of this field. That is to say, people with high quality, courage, and determination that can save the world from this are among the Turks. That is why our Prophet, peace be upon him, praises them in the Hadith. But this is not in the sense of a racial, genetic superiority. It's a sense of moral superiority. Allah showed this in the Ottoman times, and we ruled for some 700 years. When we go back from the year 1400 of the Hijra, which is the time of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, we arrive at the founding years of the Ottoman Empire. And when we go forward from that time, we arrive at another period of dominion after the year 1400 of the Hijra. Presenter speaking. So can we say that it will be a Muslim union under the Turkish leadership? Mr. Adnan Akhtar responding. Yes, that is true. Mr. Adnan Akhtar's interview on MPL TV, November 21st, 2008. Mr. Adnan Akhtar speaking. Previously, an idea of a Turkish union was put forth, but this was a communist, Marxist, Leninist, Darwinist system, which did not care for the moral values, which had interpreted the shaman culture in a self-style and mixed it with irreligiousness, which had stepped into an atheistic approach, and which attempted to spread immorality among the Turkish states. And one of their aims was to maintain that the Turks were the most superior race in the world, that they were superior in terms of blood, genetically superior, that other races were therefore inferior, and therefore had no right to live. They had such perverted beliefs, which argued that only the Turks should exist in the world. The Turkic states hated them and dismissed them and got rid of these people, and they really suffered a trauma at that time. But that scourge has now vanished. The idea of a true Turkish Islamic Union has now embraced these countries. There is no genetic and racial superiority conception in the Turkish Islamic Union. There is only moral superiority. We say that Turkey, the Turkish nation, is the nation that best lives by Islam. And it is the nation with the highest leadership qualities. It is a courageous and virtuous nation. That is why we say that it should be the leader. And nobody objects to that. We say that when the Turkic states and Turks unite, it will be a moral union. It will not be a union of blood. And we step forward with the intention to serve the Islamic world and the whole world. That is to say, there is no idea of oppressing other religions, other races, but rather one of serving other religions and races. I mean, there is the notion of making other races rich and leading them to peace, prosperity, ease, and freedom. Based on that idea, we say, we will also include Armenia in the Turkish Islamic Union, inshallah. We will include Israel in the Turkish Islamic Union. And these states will preserve their national identities as nation states. The aim is for these states to come together under a single roof and establish security. It is to provide them with economic support, to enrich them with petrol and mineral resources, to bring them freedom, and to rid them of the scourges of terror, economic troubles, or of the torment of confinement. That is because Armenia is presently confined in that area. It is in a tiny piece of land with no connection to the world outside. They are in a state of economic collapse. The Armenian people are not happy. They are downhearted, it is clearly seen. Israel is even worse. They have surrounded themselves by walls. They have imprisoned themselves. They have built themselves a prison. I mean, they became invisible. They have blocked off their view, blocked off all their beauty. They cannot see around them. Everywhere is surrounded by city walls. We will tear those city walls down. We will open those walls and tell these people, you are free. Go wherever you want and do business as you please. This is your motherland. Stay here as well. Nobody will harm you. And you will not harm anybody either. Let us all live happily as brothers. Spread the finest details of your culture, knowledge, and technology to the world. Open factories everywhere. Develop your means and facilities. But the strife must end. Find reconciliation between Israel and Palestine. Allow the Palestinians to set up their own state and declare Jerusalem to be its capital. Allow Palestinians and Israelis to live where they are, which is where their ancestors lived. There can be no question of throwing them out of Jerusalem. Let us all live together happily as brothers. Let members of all faiths come and pray there. Let tourists come and look around it. Let this disorder and strife end. That is the aim. No country will be uncomfortable with that. China will not be unhappy, nor America, nor Russia. But we need to prove and show that this will be sincerely applied. This is what we are doing. When this belief is adopted en masse, the subject will be over and done with. It is not that complicated a matter. In other words, lifting passports and visas depends on a decision at a meeting of the cabinet. And what does that mean? It means Turkish Islamic Union. In other words, the matter will be over as soon as the government says it is lifting the passport and visa requirement for Islamic and Turkic states. The Turkish Islamic Union will then be established. They also need to take the same decision, and it will then be all over and done with. But this will essentially be a union of the hearts. This will not be a union requiring official compulsion or sanctions. Love cannot come from official sanctions. It needs to develop outside official measures. There is a fervent affection in it. You drive off from here and go to Syria. There is no frontier crossing. It is wide open. You will load your goods and drive right to Damascus and sell them there. And they bring theirs to Istanbul and sell them here. Money will flow under such a system. There will be huge financial activity. A huge flow of goods occurs. Production will be brisk, but this will be a very exquisite brisk. I mean, the goods and the prosperity that will stem from that will be more than people can imagine, and will be really very drastic. Mr. Adnan Oktar's interview on ABN Radio, November 15th, 2009. ABN Radio asking a question. So what you are saying is that the Mahdi, peace be upon him, is already here. Then, where do you think he is right now? And why don't you call it an Islamic Union rather than a Turkish Islamic Union? Because when you say Turkish Islamic Union, you give the dominance of one Muslim country over the others. Why not call it a Muslim Union? What is wrong with that? And if the Mahdi, peace be upon him, is already here, where do you think he is right now? Mr. Adnan Oktar's response. In the light of statements by Said Nursi and the Hadith Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, is currently in Istanbul, there are 8 Hadith about it, to the best of my memory, and is also clear from statements by Said Nursi that this is how it will be. It is exquisitely evident that Muslims are brothers. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, says, there is no superiority of a foreigner over an Arab, or of an Arab over a foreigner. Superiority lies in taqwa, fear of Allah alone. What is being referred to here is the courage, fortitude, moral virtue, warmth, humaneness, hospitality, altruism, and heroism of the Turkish nation. That is how it was in Ottoman times. They performed great services for the world as a Turkish Islamic Union. We are saying this because Turkey is now the natural leader of the Islamic world, and it has formed a capacity by gathering the Turkic states, and it will do so in the future. But this is not in the sense of any superiority of race or blood, or genetics. And there is a factual situation here, and that is our Prophet, peace be upon him, saying that Hazrat Mahdi's, peace be upon him, army, and Hazrat Mahdi's, peace be upon him, soldiers, will come among the Turks. That is quite explicitly mentioned in the Hadith. And that is how things stand now. This is because Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will have the sacred relics with him. And the sacred relics are in Topkapi Palace in Istanbul. They are in the Topkapi Museum. You can see from the Hadith that the Turkish nation is charged with a duty from all respects, inshallah. Mr. Adnan Akhtar's interview by Afghanistan Aina, December 12, 2008. Mr. Adnan Akhtar speaking. The characteristic of the Turkish nation is, Turkish nation is endowed with beautiful morals and is pious. It is the right of such a nation to take up the leadership position. They would perform such a task properly. They would be good leaders. That is what is meant, or else there is no such thing as the superiority of blood, the wrinkled neckline, or the skull being in a certain shape. That would be fascism, and that would be crazy and shameful, the opposite of welfare and good fortune. Allah would plague those who think this way. That can only end in disaster. Such a thing cannot be. It will be a Turkish Islamic Union under Turkey's leadership, with the support of the Turkish states. We are the servants of Allah. Superiority among men would be with the fear of Allah. There is no claim as racial superiority. However, the Turkish nation is particularly suited for a leadership position. Allah had created this nation very nice. I mean, it is a leader nation. It is open to suffering. It is open to hardship, open to pain. It is willing to sacrifice. It is brave, faithful, has good morals. It is strong, honest. That is the specialty of the Turkish nation. We say that such a nation should be the leader. Who else can do it? There is no one else to take over this role. Only the Turkish nation appears able to do it. We have the experience from the Ottomans. In other words, Allah has also given us a genetic experience. Inshallah. In respect of strength, it now has the experience to perform this task superbly. The Turks possess a strength which will make them capable to perform this leadership superbly. We are talking about them undertaking such strength and performing according to this potential. That is its fate, inshallah. That is what is going to happen. When we look at the Hadith, we plainly see that the Turkish nation will take up such a role. This is explicitly seen from the accounts. For that reason, this is the flow of the history. No matter who says what, this is the way it will be, inshallah. Mr. Adnan Akhtar's interview by Ahaberler, November 2nd, 2008. Mr. Adnan Akhtar speaking. The Turkish Islamic Union we are talking about is based on love and is far from any racism or pretensions to superiority. It is Allah who is great. We are His servants. This is an idea that loves all nations, that watches over and protects them, that embraces Christians and Jews, and that is keen to include them in the Turkish Islamic Union. That was not so before. There was the idea of a Turkish nation. There was a hint of fascism in this conception. They claimed to be the greatest, strongest race. So that was taking them to a logic which suggested that other races were nothing. However, there is no such thing. Allah created all races. They are all our brothers. Russia will prosper in the Turkish Islamic Union. We want Armenia to join the Turkish Islamic Union anyway. We want Georgia to join the Turkish Islamic Union. We even want Israel to join the Turkish Islamic Union. We have many Turkish brothers among the Crimean Jews. But even if they were not Turks, they are still the children of the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. They are descended from the prophets. We would kiss them from their foreheads, inshallah, so long as they have a fervent love of Allah, are scrupulous when it comes to what is lawful and unlawful, and so long as their love and respect for the prophets and the angels continue to be like this. Once that is the case, we cannot be divided, inshallah. Mr. Adnan Oktar's interview by Azerbaijan Azadlik newspaper, September 14th, 2008. Mr. Adnan Oktar speaking. Let me tell you that if they all coalesce around Arab nationalism, Allah would ruin them. Allah will destroy anyone who tries to coalesce basing on the race alone, basing on the race concept. Such coalescence is one destroyed from the outset. That is out of the question. The Turkish Islamic Union is the most perfect possible system. A union of Islam led by Turks, that is it. The solution to this is clear. It is compatible with the Quran, the Sunnah, reason, good conscience, and our own national interests. It is compatible with everything, compatible with all the interests of the world. It is the system that all the countries of the world will sign up to. This is because it is based on love and affection, and there is no racial superiority in it. It is a force for service, respectful to all faiths and races. We step forward in order to serve the whole world. What we are saying is, come, let us be, let us serve you. Let us extract minerals and sell them to you. Let us send workers, you send us workers. Let us love one another and be friends. That is what we want. Mr. Adnan Oktar's interview by Azerbaijan APA, August 16, 2008. Reporter asking a question. With Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan, how do you envisage this mechanism? What do you recommend? Mr. Adnan Oktar, response. First of all, let me tell you the reason for this. The Turkish nation is the standard bearer of Islam. This nation displayed this characteristic for 1,000 years. Allah has given this task to the Turkish nation. The Hadith accounts have also shown this. In the Hadith too, the Mahdi will also appear in Turkey in the end times. He will even serve in Istanbul. And we can see that the Turkish nation is a noble one from its history, its practices, and its moral values. That is true in Kazakhstan and in East Turkestan. It is a really most elect and excellent nation. If we ask who the leader of the Islamic world should be, everyone would say, and says, Turkey. This is not a matter of racial superiority, but one of superior ability, superior talent. For that reason, we are in a position to establish this blessing as soon as possible. First, setting up a Turkic union rapidly. Besides, there is no need for priority listing. Syria and Azerbaijan can link themselves to Turkey at the same moment, for example. At the same time, there is no need for any waiting list at all. This union must be established at once under Turkish leadership. Once this has been established, nobody can and will have any more problems. Why should Georgia, for example, get involved in such an affair? Why should Russia enter into such difficulty? Look at all the suffering over the last few days. You see on the television how the women are crying out. This is perfectly logical. There is a European Union, a Mediterranean Union. The most disparate countries all come together. So why should people with the same lineage, the same religion, the same traditions, the same customs, and the same everything not coalesce together? We are brothers in faith and lineage. There is nothing to wait for. we must join together at once. It will bring great wealth, plenty, peace, and quality to the region. I mean, a civilization never seen before will be established. A civilization never been seen before in history. In other words, a civilization unseen in Turkish history will arise, inshallah. It also means the economic enrichment of America, Russia, and China. For instance, America is in economic difficulties at the moment. China is on a knife's edge. If China loses its American, Turkish, and global market, it will collapse in a terrible way. The same applies to America, which can hardly hold itself up right now. Russia is, in any case, a poor country at the moment. But when the Turkish Islamic Union is established, an intensive plenty and abundance will come to them all. Peace will come to them. But it is essential to support this from the background. I mean, my Azari brothers must apply all the pressure they can to that end. And we will do the same here. Let us unite our two lovely countries and come together as two states, one nation. For example, we must be able to jump into our cars, drive all the way to Azerbaijan, and have dinner together in a restaurant there. Mr. Adnan Akhtar's interview on KTV, July 23rd, 2008. Mr. Adnan Akhtar speaking. This is so natural. Our religion is one. Our language is one. Everything we have is one. We come from the same race. We are brothers, but we are separated. Today, if we said to Azerbaijan, let's unite, they would not even think for a day. They would instantly accept. In other words, the only need is for that to be demanded officially. Namely, we can easily unite as two states and a nation. There is no obstacle. This also holds true for Kazakhstan, for Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, and also for East Turkestan. As a result of this unity, the whole Islamic world will be relieved as well. Iraq and Syria are very willing to unite with Turkey. The whole question is Turkey's putting forward this openly. In short, it should be named. A demand about this would be enough. KTV reporter asking a question. So you say the Arabs are favorably disposed toward this union, like the Turks? Mr. Adnan Akhtar's response. They want it very, very much. They regard it as the only path to salvation. It also means salvation for America and for Russia and China. They will be better off economically, and terror will come to a complete end. Israel, in particular, will be relieved in the proper sense. It will have no more problems. Armenia will be at ease as well, and a fine civilization will be established. There is no obstacle. This is because it is a union of peace, of brotherhood and love. It is not a conception based on racial superiority, or on oppressing others. That is a desire to serve, a desire to save all people, to serve all mankind. Mr. Adnan Akhtar's interview by Iran, IRIB, September 30th, 2008. Reporter asking a question. You have launched the Turkish Islamic Union thesis. Where does that stem from? Mr. Adnan Akhtar's reply. I see that the Turkish nation has a historic mission and has always been the standard bearer of the Islamic Union. They are a nation with genuine taqwa, fear of Allah, scrupulous on Islam and the Quran. By nature, they are a nation ideally suited for leadership. Accounts make it crystal clear that the Turkish nation will lead the way, that the Turkish nation will assume the leadership role at the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. There are Sunni accounts to the effect that Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will appear from among the Turks. Accounts say he will strive alongside the Turks, and the area around Khorasan is even noted. Khorasan is the homeland of the Turks. That is why I believe that the Turkish nation will play the leading role in this sacred task, in this important work. I understand it will be the leader from those accounts as well. but this is not in the sense of any racial superiority. I mean this is not in the sense of any physical superiority, of superiority of blood. I think they will discharge this duty very well, because of their taqwa, and the fact that they are people of suffering. I mean I think that their leadership characteristics are very good. I see that this is also what the hadith indicate, and for that reason I believe that a great structure, in the form of the Turkish Islamic Union, will arise under the leadership of the Turkish nation. By Allah's leave, Turkey is a country that is destined to serve as the leader of the Turkish Islamic world, of the whole Islamic world. That is why it will perform this duty. I mean that is its destiny, inshallah. Or else we are certainly not saying that our blood is noble blood, that we are of noble descent, that all other countries are ordinary, and nothing special, and that we are a highly developed race. That is not our claim. I would never say that. The Turkish nation is a decent nation, well adapted, and disposed to hardships. Nothing can distract it from the path of Allah. It will strive and put up with hardships. I regard it as ideally suited, superior, and excellent in terms of taqwa. That is all. Mr. Adnan Akhtar's interview in Kakar TV, December 15th, 2008. Mr. Adnan Akhtar speaking. If people in a country passionately want something, it is already in place. All that remains to be sorted out is the detail. We have conducted polls in just about all the Turkic states, and they all want to unite with Turkey. That is crystal clear. We have also contacted Islamic countries, and they want that too. But they have their fears. The old concept of Turkish Union was of a racial union. That would be very dangerous, of course. That is fascism. We're not talking about a union based on racial superiority here. This is a union based on moral values, a union of love, a union of affection, compassion, friendship, brotherhood, and mutual aid. The whole world would want that, and now there are no obstacles. There is serious activity going on in the government, and frontiers are constantly being opened up. Especially after this economic crisis, there's no other way out. The borders have to be opened up. The borders of the Turkic states and Islamic countries must all be opened up. Trade and cultural ties must be completely free. That will mean perfection in the whole region. It means a golden age in terms of civilization, culture, and science. We will enter an extraordinary age, inshallah. The frozen expressions on people's faces, their lack of happiness will disappear. There will be a festive atmosphere, an atmosphere of happiness in everyone. We are moving in that direction, inshallah. Reporter asking a question. What needs to be done for that to happen? Mr. Adnan Akhtar's reply. The whole of the press, magazines, the television must all make clear their intense desire for this Turkish Union, for the Turkish Islamic Union. Our nation already wants this heart and soul. But someone should say, let's go ahead. And for that, everyone needs to reach this level of consciousness. The internet can be used, or private conversations, or television, anything. This can be easily brought about with a little bit of effort. The government is already favorable. Our political parties are in favor. This is something the MHP, Nationalist Movement Party, wants anyway. And something the BBP, Great Turkey Party, and the AKP, the Justice and Development Party, want. There are just about no parties in Turkey that do not want it. But it is a question of passion, of love. It is something that will come about through passion and love. This is not something that could come about through official measures and distant manners. There will be no racial or genetic superiority. As a nation, the Turkish nation is superior in terms of moral values, and it will of course be the leader with this respect. Mr. Adnan Oktar's interview in Kibriz Postasi, September 23, 2009. Reporter asking a question. So is this union solely be a religious one, an Islamic union? Will it be an economic union? How do you regard it? What do you mean by union? Mr. Adnan Oktar's reply. It will be a spiritual union of love, a union of spirit. Or else, for instance, Turkey will maintain its secular structure within its own borders. Azerbaijan will maintain its own structure, but the borders will be done away with. You have to get rid of passports and visas. Lorries will flood in and out. You will go wherever you want. You can lay your table by the shore of the Caspian Sea and eat dinner there. That kind of system is what I mean. Reporter asking a question. We are speaking of a system like the European Union. Mr. Adnan Oktar's reply. Even better than that, more full of love, more founded on love. There is no love in the EU, but there is in our union. There is love. Love of Allah, love of nation, and love of human beings. The EU, as you know, looks at things more technically, a bit materialistically. We have enthusiasm here. There is a desire for public service. There is a desire to protect, a desire for justice. Ottoman justice is well known, and everyone in the world has total confidence in the Turkish army. The Turkish army is loved everywhere in the world. For instance, the Turkish army went to Bosnia, and the Turkish troops were welcomed with open arms. It goes to other countries. Let's assume it goes to Afghanistan. It is most welcome there as well. There is great love for the Turkish army everywhere. And that stems from the love for Turks. That is because Turks generally harbor feelings of compassion, justice, and warmth. But this is not as racial superiority. It is a superiority of moral values and the beauty of love. Mr. Adnan Oktar's interview on KRAL Karatnez, January 2, 2009. Mr. Adnan Oktar speaking. One good thing about this union is that it has love. There is a notion of a fervent love, affection, love of Allah, and a notion of helping the servants of Allah in this logic. In the things I am talking about, in this one, there is a system that also embraces Christians and Jews. There is a structure that embraces the whole Arab world, the Islamic world, and that surrounds them with the warm love of Islam. It is the Turkish Islamic Union. It is a spirit that comes along from the Ottomans, from our forebears. It is a spirit we are taught by our forefathers. This blessed holy union will definitely come about. This is our destiny, and this is the work of love and desire. Once 90% of people in Turkey want this, it will be realized. Once it has taken root in the hearts, opening the borders will not take 10 minutes. In other words, opening the borders is not the problem. It is essential for it to be welcomed and become a reality in people's hearts. The opening of the borders will take just 10 or 15 minutes, believe me. You just have to keep the borders fully open. Fully open. There is nothing complicated about that.